When you first started talking about insurance requirement, when we first started talking about building the hangars down here, and the first thing that came to us was what wasn't even available if we went to Lloyd's of London offshore and wrote unique policies. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're just off the wall.
Yeah. Well, my point is the county needs to sit down first and come up with the county position. And you're right. We need to make sure we're talking to the right
people who know what they're doing.
Need to talk to the right people. But there's no. It's not something that we should do within this meeting. It's got to be something that the county is going to come up with, and you know, then we will bring it to the committee based on, you know, the count for the county position is, give the committee a chance, and maybe we need to invite other insurance people to come in at that time too. But, you know, it needs to start with the county staff and then come to the committee for a discussion. But I know what you're saying, and you know, we're going to make sure we're talking to the right people. Right. But my point is to do it away from the committee meeting so we don't get bogged down in this meeting and with a lot of details that should be done someplace else. But I will email it to everybody, and like I said, I think it gives plenty of time for people to look at things, get the public involved, get back to the county council in a reasonable amount of time.
What if the insurance representative came to the meeting when we get to that point? Maybe we could hear where he's gathering his information. We could hear what his position is, and he could hear what.
Well, that would be in the committee discussion of the insurance. But I think it's important that the county staff come up with a position first and bring it to the committee, so we have something to talk about. And you know, probably we'll have to do that. Like I said, we'll make sure, you know, if there's other people out there we need to be talking to while we're developing that position, that we talk to them.
But really, maybe we ought to have one of our aviation brokers, maybe a local person, come and, you know, to Larry's point, talk about what kind of insurance is available and what is the industry norm and that sort of thing, so that, you know, so that when we kind of develop this position, I hope it's not set in concrete. It's more of a starting point for a discussion, not just here it is. And
no, that wasn't my intent at all.
No, I didn't think so. I'm just saying that in the spirit of some give and take, maybe we could have an aviation insurance broker actually participate in one of these meetings and have your person here as well.
But what I expect is going to happen is the county staff is going to look at the standards, and you know, for example, you know, for aircraft rental operators, if you know you require one airplane, you know, what risk, financial risk, does that expose the county to? You know, how should we, you know, how much of that risk do we want to assume? How much do we want the tenant or the operator to assume? You know, based on what we've already got in the standards, and then discuss that, come up with the county position, so that, you know, when we talk in the committee, you know, we know what the county position is. But I've heard it before about our insurance guy, and you know, we'll make sure that we're talking to the right people as we're making up our minds. And
it's a good chance to get it right, you know, and have well thought out, so we don't have to have this discussion every year. And you know,
and that's why I've kept it to last, because I don't, you know, do it all at once, because it's going to involve a lot of other people and, you know, a lot of thought on our part. So we want to make sure that, you know, we're not doing it, you know, 1 month at a time. Get everything done so we can look at just insurance, and we'll do that. So that's the plan. I'll send you an email, and like I said, it's kind of dragged out. There's no reason we can't get this thing done. Okay. So where we left off last time was a discussion of how the policy will be applied after it's adopted by the county council. And the paragraph was 1.2. As we said originally, we were thinking that if you were operating a business here today, once the policy was adopted, you'd be grandfathered under this policy. And you know, what we've clarified with the FAA, you know, the day before